This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Holiday shopping, as we all know, is going to be a mess. See also supply chain. Not yet mentioned much, though, holiday dinners. There's some new data out from IRI. They track product availability. And they say that supplies of some classic holiday favorites, liquid gravy, frozen pies, and related, perhaps, whipped toppings, are down as much as 11% compared to this time last year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab covers food for us quite a bit.
For you to feed your family a big Thanksgiving turkey, first, the turkeys need to be fed. Brock Stein is president of Cuck's Turkey Farm in eastern Pennsylvania.
A Thanksgiving turkey eats between probably 70 and 100 pounds of feed before it goes to the plant.
And the price of feed, mostly corn, is up more than 50% from last year. Also, the birds are eating more because production is running slow. The company's processing plant is understaffed. Trucking is a problem.
You've got turkeys on the farms longer, eating, gaining weight.
Which means turkeys at the grocery store may be bigger this year. Stein's raised wholesale prices 10%. And it's not just the bird that's getting more expensive. Also bread, pies, and cakes. Rob Mackey at the American Bakers Association says members have been telling him.
From ingredients to packaging, equipment, electricity, distribution, and workforce cost, 49 of the 50 input costs that they track were up. Many of them are up double digits.
He says a lot of baking ingredients are stuck on those container ships. Did you know the U.S. imports about 80% of its wheat gluten? So much for amber waves of grain. And even if everything goes right, the growing, the harvesting, the processing, you can't put a product on the shelves if you have nothing to package it in. Katie Dennis at the Consumer Brands Association says aluminum costs are up almost 90%.
What that means is your canned cranberry sauce that makes that great sound when it slides out is going to cost a little bit more.
Now, there's no reason to panic buy. Everyone I spoke to for the story says there won't be a shortage of turkeys or trimmings this year. But they'll likely cost more, and you may have to be flexible with brands. And maybe this is a controversial take, but if all else fails, you could always make the cranberry sauce from scratch. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.